The country's biggest trucking company, Maine Freight, is looking overseas to see how it can best cope with large numbers of its drivers. If large numbers of its drivers are off sick with Omicron. Managing Director Don Braid has been studying how transport companies in 26 other countries have dealt with their staff shortages. He joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Colin.
Well, you must have a lot of your own operations overseas that are dealing with this. What are the lessons that are being learned?
It's been an interesting exercise, Australia being our nearest neighbour and probably our second biggest operation, have coped pretty well. Yes, higher rates of infection, but less stand down time, a different definition of contact tracing, so there or of contacts, close contacts, has allowed people to transition back quicker. So we've managed to cope, particularly through January in Australia, and we'll take those lessons into here in New Zealand should we have the same issue.
Right, so you would expect that, and as we've heard from Michael Baker and others this morning, that at some point in this outbreak, we would shorten our contact tracing or contact period times, and that will be essential.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, for us at this point in time, we're calm and collected, making sure that we're on top of stuff. We've got everybody vaccinated. We've got our own operating protocols in place. You know, standards for deliveries for our drivers. We'll split shifts where possible. But if we can see the government bringing down a reduced isolation time in Australia, that's come down to 7 days. In our American business, it's 5 days. And then that definition of close contacts being reviewed, that will certainly help the logistics industry.
Are you working with competitors and other companies in this instance to try and make sure those supply lines stay open? Is that allowed? I mean, can you do that?
Not really. I mean, we're busy working with our suppliers, Kiwi Rail, Pacifica Shipping, and of course our own truck fleet with our owner drivers. We worked hard up till the end of December getting everybody vaccinated, so that's at 100%. It's not our first rodeo, I guess. We've been through these lockdowns and so forth over the last couple of years and have honed the skills pretty well. I think it's key for us that we don't have panic buying by the public. You know, this is different. It's a red light, not a lockdown four. Therefore, all retail is open. So providing people are shopping normally and not panic buying, then the supply chain has plenty of capacity in it.
Right, but if there is a shortage on the shelves and stocks are bare, what can be done realistically? Can you ramp up things or will you just have to go as fast as you can go?
Yeah, I think it's a measured, methodical process. And if we talk to the supermarkets, they tell us they have plenty of product and plenty of supply. And if we work diligently to move those to the grocery shelves, you know, we'll cope. And I don't think that we should be panic buying. I don't think there's a need to. And we certainly don't need too much commentary around that in the media. It's a cool and calm, collected approach that we should all be taking.
Indeed. Now, rapid antigen tests, are you using them at the moment? Have you got enough of them? Do you want more?
Yes, we are using them. Have we got enough of them? No. Do we want more? Yes. And we're busy sourcing supply for those now. It has got tight in the last week. There's no doubt that the government are buying a large portion of what's available. We have got another supplier that we're busy talking to and hopeful of being able to have more supplies as we move through.
Have you got enough options? That has been one of the criticisms of the government, that they didn't give you enough options or enough suppliers.
My understanding is they're approving more suppliers by the day. 7 were approved in the last week, I understand, so that's a good thing. We worked hard back in October and November to get RAT tests or rapid antigen tests, have the import removed, and that's been helpful. And now, of course, Ministry of Health understand how useful they are. So we just need a greater supply, and that's not just for Maine Freight, but that's for all of business in New Zealand.
Don Braid, really appreciate your time this morning, Managing Director of Maine Freight.